This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. So glad you're here with us today, whatever time it is. I'm Jason Laidler with the world-famous Ted Walsh. And good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Do you know what time it is?
Shortly after 8.
Yeah, I know. But if people remembered to change their clocks for daylight savings, it feels like 7, right? Yes. Did I do that right? Spring forward?
Yes.
So really, it feels like 7, even though it's 8 as of 2 a.m. It changed. Yeah. And
most people feel like they got ripped off by an hour. The only time I enjoyed this kind of a change in time is when I used to do the all-night show, because I used to go on from midnight to 6 in the morning.
Okay.
So when you did the switch into spring of daylight savings, I had to only work a five-hour shift.
You got to quit an hour early?
Well, once 2 o'clock hit, it was 3.
That's weird,
but, But the complete opposite when you went into the other way.
So what happens on the radio when you hear the hourly news and they say
you actually work 7 hours? By the time 2 o'clock rolled around, you went backwards to 1.
But when it breaks for news on the hour, does it go from like 1 to 3 and there's no 2 a.m. news?
I guess so. Yeah, I can't remember, but I think you're right. It would have
That's weird.
Yeah.
And you know what else is different about our show today so far? I'll put you out of your misery. There's no snacks.
No, that's because we're not in the studio.
Well, not just because of that. I mean, there's no food, national recognized food day that
I see.
So oh, and by the way, welcome back, Kelly. Our awesome producer is back joining us today. I know she can't talk to us during the show, but glad that she's back. She had a great time on her vacation. But what I was going to say is, unfortunately for Kelly, she missed the last 2 weeks when we did have snacks in the studio, right? We had strawberries.
Excellent.
And Oreo cookies.
Excellent.
Right?
So I don't think this is a secret. Kelly was on vacation and went to Costa Rica.
Yes.
And 3 weeks before that, you were in Costa Rica for a convention.
Yep. When are you going to go to Costa Rica?
I'm beginning to think it's some kind of a club, but I wasn't invited to join.
Well, you should go. You're next, I guess. You're next on the list.
I'm going to Guelph in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Hey.
Enjoy.
Well, you've got clients in Guelph. You don't have any in Costa Rica.
No, I do not have clients in Costa Rica, not yet. And I do have clients in Guelph. And I love Guelph, of course. And it's my alma mater. I went to U of G.
So did my brother.
Yeah, I think I knew that. Moo U, they used to call it. I don't know if they still do. Because of the agricultural and the Aggies.
That is, if not the best, one of the best agricultural schools in the country.
That's what they say. I wasn't part of the Aggie program, but I certainly had friends who were. So shout out to them.
I believe it is, if not the most, it is one of the most difficult universities to gain acceptance into the veterinary program.
Absolutely. I was going to say that, too. If I'm not wrong, there are 2 vet universities in the province. Guelph is one of them. And I had friends who were successful in getting accepted to the vet school, which is very cool. And boy, do they work hard, though. Holy cow. I thought I was working hard. These people like studied and studied and studied nonstop.
Yeah.
But
I love Guelph. It's a great city.
I agree. It's hard to navigate. It's one of those cities where the streets don't really like the grid. There's no grid. It all follows the Guelph. Oh, sorry, the Speed River.
The guy who wrote Flanders Fields.
Yes.
His family home is in Guelph.
It's a historic site. That's right. And I've been in that Legion, the Guelph Legion, where they've got a big tribute to him there. And I'm trying to think of his name, and I can't. But maybe I will.
I'm thinking it's something like McLean, but that's probably
not something like that. McRae. Thank you, Kelly. McRae. Yeah.
Who was a paramedic, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I've seen the display in the Legion. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no food to talk about today. It is, however, Donald Duck Day, just so you know, whatever that means. You know, the cartoons these days, the old cartoons mm-hmm. were the best cartoons. The Flintstones were awesome. I love the Flintstones. Jetsons, yeah. The cartoons today, I don't get it, but I don't have to, so that's okay. And real quick, because we're going to come to our first break in a minute here, but it's also National Open and Umbrella Indoors Day. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
What?
National, I can't make this stuff up, man.
It's I know you can't.
Open up, sorry, National Open and Umbrella Indoors Day. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that yet today. But I don't know. I wouldn't exactly call myself superstitious. Would you call yourself superstitious, Ted?
Not really. Only when I'm watching sports.
Okay. You have a routine or something that you have to...
Well, you know, when you're an athlete, especially if you like to wager, and I do occasionally, you feel that if you're betting, let's say, the Argos, and somebody says to you, oh, man, you know, the minute left or up by nine. You got it in the bag. And I always go, shut up. Inevitably, Ottawa scores.
And then kicks
a quick field goal afterwards and you lose. And you look at the guy and you say, you.
Yeah. All right.
You
know? Good to know. Next time we're watching.
As if one guy in Streetsville has the power to alter an NFL game.
Who knows, man? A quick superstition story for you, though. Real story, of course. I had a great aunt who insisted always on going out the door she came in. You know what I mean? Like if she came in the house through this door, she couldn't leave through the other door.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
There's another one too, where you're not supposed to shake hands over a threshold. Like if somebody comes to your house and they open a door, you don't shake your hand unless they come into the house.
I've never heard that before.
Yep. I think that might just be a Ukrainian superstition. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, I know that no one in Ukraine right now would shake Putin's hand unless they gobbed at it first.
Do you want to say something about your Ukrainian friends, to your Ukrainian friends and our listeners?
I do. And I got to say, in all honesty,
yeah, take a minute. Say it.
I don't like to get political in this program, know that. But yep. I mean, it hurts me. It pains me because I have family and friends in Ukraine. And of course, my father and my grandparents were from Ukraine. And I'm so heartened to see so much international support from everybody from like Paul McCartney to Stephen King, who's pictured in Twitter wearing a Ukrainian sweater. And Saturday Night Live did a mm-hmm. Ukrainian choir singing.
I saw it. It was awesome. I saw it.
A religious song. And I've had so many people send me emails and Twitter, people I haven't seen in years and years.
Wow.
Offering up their sympathies and their support. And that's very heartening. And I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. For your
That's great. Well said. Thank you. Yep. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for
our listeners here on the Avoid Probate Show. We're glad you're here. We are going to talk about some probate stuff as we do every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., not 7 a.m. It is just after 8 a.m. on Sunday morning on Daylight Savings Day. I thought they were going to get rid of that. Weren't they talking about getting rid of this thing at some point?
Or,
I don't know. Okay, I don't know what happened there. Anyway, let's go to our first break, and then we'll come back in a minute, top up your tea or coffee, and we'll talk shop a little bit. We'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Avoid Probate Show with Jason Laidler, the president and founder of Avoid Probate, and me, your faithful servant, Ted Walsh. And with a reminder, the information provided to you in this program is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal nor investment advice. Every situation is, of course, different. So if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert. Of course, you can contact Jason. Email is info@avoidprobate.ca or toll-free 1-844-667-7628. And you can call that number 24 hours a day. Chances are nobody will be answering it 24 hours a day, but the message will get to Jason and he'll get back to you ASAP. Jason?
Yeah, I don't know why, what it is. For some reason, my mom just doesn't want to work 24 hours a day.
I know. Our demographic has a totally different work ethic.
Yes, yes, that's right. But you know, I'm gonna touch on something. It's kind of a follow up to the message you just shared with our listeners about the situation in Europe. It'll come as no surprise, I'm sure, when I say that global markets have felt the effect of what's happening in a negative way. So markets are down, and that's not any revelation that should be no surprise. Markets in 2021 were fantastic. And I've kind of referred to it before, three steps forward, one step back. And we've touched on, we've alluded to the fact that there will be a day when we take that step back. So maybe this is the day. I want to say, with the most respect, of course, for all of our listeners and all of our clients, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about the fact that the markets are down, especially if you've been the clients of ours for any length of time and you had a good 2021. This is temporary. This setback in the global markets is temporary. I'm entirely positive about that. The Dow Jones index, the S&P 500, these big indexes, indices, they were flirting with record highs. They've been flirting with record highs for years. And I remember when it was a big deal, the Dow Jones hit 10,000 points. I don't remember what year it was. It was early 2000s. And that was a big deal, 10,000 points. It was at 35,000 before the conflict in Europe. And it's dropped, of course. But to think for one second that we won't get back to where it was and go beyond, that's silly talk. That's just crazy talk in my mind. So don't worry about it. The other thing I want to remind the listeners and the clients about is if you're with us and we're helping look after your investments at the insurance company where we can put beneficiaries on it and avoid the probate. It is the Avoid Probate Show. So let's tie it into probate. I want to remind you, if you're under the age of 85, you have a 100% death benefit guarantee. 100%. So if you're account is underwater, that's a slang term for being in the red, which I guess is another slang term. And if tomorrow's your last day on the planet, the insurance company is going to make up the shortfall. If your $1 million is today worth $850,000 because of what's happening in global markets, you really don't need to worry about it. I mean, unless you need that money, you don't need to worry about it. And because if you pass away, the shortfall is going to be made up by the insurance company. That's what the 100% death benefit does. That's what it means. And you can't get that feature at the bank. So it's awesome. It's a wonderful perk. And we're not just avoiding the probate, which is amazing because, well, nobody wants to deal with probate if you don't have to, because it's not fun and it's expensive and time consuming and frustrating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we're here every Sunday morning to talk to people about the fact that there are options and there are ways to avoid the probate nightmare. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say about the global markets. We don't talk about market returns very often on the show, and that's on purpose. You know, I don't want to be that guy who says, oh yeah, we can outperform the competition. That's not what we're here for. We're not here to talk about we do have excellent investment options, right? I don't make them. The insurance companies make them, and the insurance companies pay experts to manage them. And it's an industry. So whether it's an industry, and these guys are doing the best they can to provide the biggest returns that they can. And that's the way it goes. And that's, you could say that about any financial institution. Well, I'd like to think you could say about any financial institution. Some are better than others. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say about recent market volatility. If you're concerned, you have questions, you want to talk about it, by all means, give us a call. If you get any questions at all, like Ted says, call the toll-free number or send an email and we'll have a chat. There's no charge for a conversation on the phone, of course, and we'd be happy to answer any questions or talk about market volatility if it's on your mind, if it's worrying you. So, okay, another news, Ted. I have good news. Would you like to know what my good news is?
Absolutely.
The good news, I think, well, I'm sure it's good news. You tell me what you think. The avoidprobate.ca team, we're a team here. I'm not a one-man band. The team just got bigger by one man because I have had a meeting recently with a lawyer who I've welcomed to the Avoid Probate team. People call me all the time and ask me if I'm a lawyer. And I say no, because I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the radio. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's going to get me in trouble with the Upper Canada Law Society, probably. So I'm not a lawyer. I'm the investment guy. But we've just had so many calls and so much activity, and we want to stay on top of it, and we need to expand our capability. And every week we're trying to help people avoid probate, hence the name of the show and the company. That's, you know, the company is avoidprobate.ca, and it is the Avoid Probate Show. And if you're just joining us, welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. We're glad you're here on AM 740, Zoomer Radio. I'm Jason Lehler, Ted Wollaston's here. But to finish my thought, of course, we get calls all the time, sadly, from people who say, Mom passed away a few weeks ago. Can you help me avoid the probate? And the answer to that is no. We can't help you avoid the probate in that situation. We can help you with the probate process. I'm a certified executor advisor, certified, I had to think about that, CEA, have been one for years. And we have lawyers on the team who can help guide you through the probate process if that's what you want. That's what they do for a living, and they're experts at it. So two things, we want to help. We want you to avoid the probate problem if you can, but you know, not everybody does. People drag their feet or, I don't know, procrastinate, and then all of a sudden it's too late and something happens and they're in that situation where now they have to deal with the probate. And so we don't want those calls. We want to help you, but we want to help you avoid it as much as possible. Anyway, I'm excited to bring this nice young man. He's in his 30s. Imagine that, being a lawyer in your 30s. Do you remember your 30s, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. All of them or just a few of them?
I've selected a few choices.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. But anyway, so we get, I'll cut to the chase. The reason, one of the aspects that we're getting so many calls on the topic of bear trust. Every time, I was almost reluctant to mention it today, but every time we mention the bear trust solution to which we use to avoid probate on the principal residence or other real property, the phones go crazy. And so anyway, this guy, his name's Paul. Welcome to the team, Paul. He's going to be helping us with bear trust work. He's a bear trust expert. So, listeners, Yes.
Welcome aboard, Paul.
Exactly. And obviously you'll get to meet him at some point soon, I hope, Ted, at the next team meeting or whatever. And call us with your questions about the bear trust. The bear trust is a tool we use to avoid the probate on your principal residence. It's not free. You know, we talk about the transferring the money at the bank over to the insurance company, putting a beneficiary on it. And if you're under the age of 85, that's free to you. That doesn't cost you anything. And if you want to take the next step and avoid the probate on the house, and a lot of people do that. A lot of people say, okay, well, that's cool. You took care of the investments. So that's nice. I'm happy about that. What about the house? Well, good question. So we can avoid the probate on the house using a bear trust. That is not free because the lawyers get paid for their time and for their expertise. And we had Andrew Monroe on in October. Yeah, October. And we did I think it was October. And we did a whole show on the bear trust. So that's a reminder to the listeners. If you want to hear any of the past shows, I'm stealing Ted's thunder. Maybe he's probably going to talk about this before the show is over. There is a link to the podcast. You go to the website, avoidprobate.ca. On the landing page, there's a button that says click here or listen to past shows or something like that. And it takes you to the list of all the past episodes. And I'm going to talk about another past episode that I re-listened to just recently in preparation for this show. It's relating to a mailbag item. We might actually jump into the mailbag earlier today than usual because I've got a couple big mailbag items I want to talk about. And like I said, I had to do some homework. Well, I always do homework, but I wanted to hear this one particular show. We'll talk about it when we get back from this quick break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Marilyn is a good daughter who wants the best for her elderly mom.
Why is she overdrawn on her account? What's going on here?
Her mom had money, much of which was tied up in non-registered accounts like GICs, paying next to no interest, which meant
she was dipping into her capital big time because the residence she was staying in was very costly. So she was overdrawn on her account 4 times a month.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs using her power of attorney. The bank refused, saying the accounts were in her mom's name only, and then rubbed salt in the wound.
They pushed it back on the family and said it was all our fault. We should have been on top of it, not them.
That's when Marilyn got a hold of Jason at avoidprobate.ca. He accompanied Marilyn to the bank to move mom's money. Why?
The insurance companies now have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks have. Plus, we can also put a 100% death benefit guarantee on the account once it's at the insurance company. Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca.
I don't know how long my mother is going to live. None of us know. So my thing was, if she lives to 100, there'll be more than enough money to sustain her.
How was avoidprobate.ca able to help Marilyn's mom?
It's a good news story. The account is earning much more than it did when it was at the bank in a low-paying GIC. But more importantly, it's still 100% mom's money. There's no joint owner on the account, but there is a beneficiary on the account, which wasn't there before.
Which means no tax issues and no probate to worry about.
I share my story with as many people as I can, and I hand out Jason's cards to lots of people and say, call this man. He'll walk you through it.
Call us at avoidprobate.ca on the toll-free number. But call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Avoid probate like Marilyn did with avoidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. It is segment number 3 on this week's episode of Avoid Probate. Jason Laidler with me, Ted Walshin. And a reminder, you can get a hold of Jason during the week, toll-free, 1-844-667-7628. Info at avoidprobate.ca is the means of getting hold of him via your computer. And just a reminder, go check out the website, avoidprobate.ca, and you'll be able to listen back on some of our past programs. And we have a cool little calculator, which you play with that, you can figure out about what you'd be owing if you had to fork out some probate money. So check that out. Mr. Laidler.
Thank you, Ted. To your point, the calculator's actually been pretty busy lately. My IT people get a notice. I don't know how it works, and I don't really care, but I just know there's been activity on the calculator. And I want the listeners to know I will never contact anybody just because they use the calculator. I'm not going to be that guy. You know, if you want to reach out to us, by all means, reach out to us. I'm not going to initiate the conversation. No offense, but that's the way I want to do business here. Speaking of doing business, Ted, this is kind of delicate maybe, but I wanted to talk about the fact that I did something recently. I think maybe I've only done one other time in 25 years of being in this business, and that is I fired a client. You know, with respect, with kindness and respect, I just had to tell this person, I don't think they were getting the message that I was trying to share. And hey, they signed the paperwork. They wrote a check payable to the insurance company. We had a deal. They were going to be a client, but there was something in the back of my mind. And I thought, I'm just going to sit on this for a day. Because I got a feeling that there's more to the story here. And not that there was nothing like nasty. There was nothing illegal or nasty, or it wasn't like that. I just had, and sure enough, there was more to the story. And I got more emails and phone calls and questions that I've answered like so many times already. I've been to this person's house multiple times, more than twice, to their home. That's time consuming stuff. And so for that reason, you know, part of me wanted to say, well, hey, let's just, you know, a client's a client, and we're in the business of acquiring clients, and we're not going to make apologies for that. That's what we're here for. We want the listeners to learn something about avoiding probate, learn how we want to help them avoid probate. And in that process, they become a client of avoidprobate.ca when we do the transfer of investments from the banks over to the insurance company. That's fine. You know, that's what we do. And it's a win-win, I like to think, because again, it doesn't even cost anything if you're under the age of 85. Like I said, we're not selling steak knives here. And it reminded me, you know, Lee Valley Hardware, Lee Valley Stores. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? They're all over the place. So Leonard Lee was the late Leonard Lee was.
Is that the tool people?
Yeah. Well, and gardening. Yeah. Tools.
Yeah.
Fancy tools. Expensive fancy tools.
Yes.
Leonard Lee was a good family friend of ours, and he's gone. And his son has taken over Lee Valley. And anyway, one night at dinner, we were talking about the business, I guess. And he said, the customer is not always right. And that was his position. And here's a guy who created a massive, a hardware store empire called Lee Valley, Lee Valley Tools. And he told us candidly over the dinner table, no, he goes, I'm not going to be the store owner who says the customer's always right. He says, because they're not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything bad about the store. Lee Valley is a great company. I love it. I love what they sell. I love their stuff. It's quality stuff. And I'm a fan, of course. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like in this case with this client, I didn't see the fit. And I don't agree with all my clients and what they want to do, of course. And that's not my job. Hey, it's your money. You're the boss. It's your money. My job is to give you the information and say, well, this, I think you should do this instead of this. And this is why. Okay. But whatever you choose, it's obviously your choice and doesn't matter to me as long as you're making an informed decision. Oh yeah. That's going to be part of the mailbag too. I can't believe this mailbag story I'm going to share with you. Got to keep listening, people, because I got a crazy, interesting mailbag story coming up very soon. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the fact that I just said to this lady, nope, it's not on. It's not working. We're not on the same page. I need whatever your decision is with the investment stuff. I don't care. But we got to be on the same page on some level. And anyway, sorry. So I went on a bit longer than I wanted to about that. But I wanted to tell you that that happens. Well, it happens very, very rarely. But I'm okay with that. It happened recently. The other thing I wanted to say, I got an email from Empire Life. Empire Life is one of the bigger insurance companies in Canada. You know, I talk about the fact that we're independent advisors, and we are. And I have clients with Empire Life. Some of them are old, and I just received this notification from them. And I wanted to just share the fact that something that the insurance companies do is keep the advisor posted with regard to the status of an account. And so in this case, okay, I just found it on my phone. I'm checking the email here. It says, this client policy lapse notification has been sent as part of a new program to inform you that one or more of your clients' Empire Life policies are in danger of lapsing. Okay, let's talk about that for a second. When they say policies, they're not necessarily talking about life insurance policies. So we say this all the time on the show as well. When we talk about the solution to avoid probate being the transfer from the bank over to the insurance company, that's investment stuff. The insurance companies today have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks do. The insurance companies are competing with the banks for your investment dollars, assets under management, AUM. That's investment stuff. But they can still call the investment it has a policy number. So I just want to be clear about the word policy in the insurance world could also be referring to an investment account. They call them contracts. They call them policy numbers. They call them account numbers. Every insurance company, you know, they call them whatever they want to call them. But I just want to let the listeners know that that's a thing. You know, I'm obviously not going to say who the client is. This policy number such and such for this person has been identified as a potential lapse. And it goes on and gives me some background information. That's very helpful. This is the insurance company helping me help you.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners need to know that. Like, they are really trying really hard to compete with the banks. So, I'm grateful for the notification because I don't want the policy to lapse or whatever the situation is. And there could be any number of reasons why this is happening. But anyway, it's an opportunity for me to reach out to that person and say, how's it going? Have a conversation. Is everything okay? Do you need my help? Can I do anything? Whatever. It's just an opportunity to keep in touch. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep in touch with our clients so that we can be helpful. You know, we're not going to harass anybody, but well, we actually have an obligation, a legal obligation. And I'm going to touch on this again in the mailbag as well, a legal obligation to keep in touch. We have to know what's going on so that we can provide the proper advice. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, speaking of insurance companies and how they provide support. And I tell clients this all the time, you know, when they say, well, why are you recommending this insurance company over that insurance company? Well, there's a number of reasons. I mean, every case is different and, you know, they don't all have exactly the same type of investment options. They all have investment options, but some they're not all exactly the same, of course. And so that's one reason. Also, they're not all equally good on the investment side. Some of them focus and specialize on the life insurance, which I'm not talking about. Some of them focus on the investment side. Industrial Alliance has been number one in the country on the investment side for 6 years in a row. So speaking of Industrial Alliance, the insurance companies put on these shows, they call them road shows. So I recently attended the Industrial Alliance Road Show. That's an invitation to advisors, hundreds of advisors. And this was a thing before COVID, of course, when you could put hundreds of people in the same big hotel room. There haven't been any road shows lately for because of restrictions and all that stuff, but because they've been reduced or restrictions have been lifted, they're getting back, things are getting back to normal, let's say, air quotes on normal maybe. And the roadshow is the place where an advisor can go to get the latest information and ask questions from management and the people behind the scenes at the insurance company. So it's a great opportunity. I mean, they buy lunch, they do a raffle at the end of the day, so to encourage you to stay for the whole program. They bring in, you know, the people who manage certain investment funds, might be a guest speaker or whatever, any guest speakers, all obviously industry related, industry stuff. And these are fantastic, fantastic learning opportunities. And, you know, the advisors need to keep learning. We have to do what's called continuing education credits. We have to do it or we lose our license. So the stuff in the industry is changing so fast. New products, new rules. We talk about new rules and regulations on this show all the time. New court decisions. It's all changing so fast. It's a lot of work to keep on top of it. And that's the difference between a good advisor and Mr. Smith, who goes to work doing what he's good at every day or she's good at every day. They don't have, I barely have the time. And it's my full-time job. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a lot of work to stay on top of what's happening, and because Industrial Alliance is one of several road shows that I'll be attending. Hopefully, the other insurance companies are going to, you know, pick up pre-COVID days and restart these roadshow activities because they're so informative. And
Is the Industrial Alliance doing one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just attended their new latest one. Yeah. And it was awesome. So I get to see the people. I talk to them on the phone. I don't see them very often, right? Because they do their thing and I do my thing with the clients. I'm the in-between guy, I guess, between the client and the insurance company or the investment firm. That's fine. That's my job. But I don't always see them. And anyway, it was a good event. I just want the listeners to kind of understand that happens. That's part of how the industry works, is with these events that more advisors should attend. You know, ask your advisor, when was his last roadshow or her last roadshow, or when will they have, how do they get their continuing education credits? That's a good question. You actually have to list it on the license renewal. So they should be able to answer that question, or they can't renew their license. Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back to talk about avoid probate some more.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this. This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to avoidprobate.ca here on Zoomer Radio. I'm Ted Wallace, along with Jason Laidler. Jason is available for chatting during the week, toll-free 1-844-667-7628. That's 1-844-667-7628. 667-7628, or you can email it info@avoidprobate, that's one word, .ca.
Yep. Okay. Thanks. Yep. Thanks, Ted. Before I jump into this mailbag item here, I recently was in Mississauga where we freed up some more GICs. We freed up some money that was locked in and we're going to transfer it over to the insurance company and not lock it in because we never lock in our clients' money. So that's I was happy about that. This, I'm going to read this letter, this email from this client. And this is the child, the adult child of an existing client who writes, Jason, I've been tracking down. This is the first sentence of this email. I've been tracking down where my last financial advisor left all of my information. I'm going to say that again. I've been tracking down where my last financial advisor left all of my information. Right away, I'm like, what? That should not be difficult. That should not be her job. Already, I'm confused and I don't really understand what's going on. And it doesn't sound good. Goes on to say, I believe in quotes, what was transferred over to this insurance company from my previous employer went into this account. I've placed some calls and I'm tracking it down. You know, you should just call your advisor. You should be able to just call your advisor and get all the information you need. This person is doing the legwork. I've got to be careful, obviously, not to name names here. So she talks about her employer's pension plan. Okay. My financial advisor led me to believe that the three previous employers' investments were transferred into certificate numbers such and such and such and such with this insurance company. I also found in my records, an old receipt of an old RSP, which I'm not sure where it is currently. She gives me an account number from 1997. Come on, 1997.
25 years ago.
It's crazy. It's like, why the advisor, why this is a question. I hate to think how many people are in this category where, with this unknown, you know, stuff about their investments that should be at their fingertips or at the very least at their advisor's fingertips. I'm telling you right now, they're at my fingertips. The client has any questions at all, I have the answers in the file. You know, we have to keep records. It's a licensing requirement. It should go without saying. Kent, just to finish the email here, can you assist me with some of these gaps or provide some direction? Once we have all this sorted out, I would like to have my investments moved to the portfolio we have discussed. And I don't mind sharing with the listeners, this particular individual is very interested in investing in natural resources, you know, timber, lumber, minerals, mines, precious minerals, gold, whatever, water. You know, we have, especially in Canada, we are abundant in natural resources. The world knows that. We're a player, a natural resource player on the globe, on a global scale. So that's fine. We can do that. That's a sector. We talked about this before. We've got a sector for everything. So whatever, you know, whatever is interesting to you in terms of your investment options, believe me, the insurance companies got it covered with an investment product, an investment fund that covers that sector. It's all there. For sure. Not all at the same insurance company, but that's what I'm saying. That's why we pick and choose which insurance company we need to deal with, because, you know, these guys have a natural resources fund. These guys don't. That's what I'm talking about. So she attached a copy of an email from her advisor, and I'm going to go through this as well. This I found shocking. This is the advisor writing to this individual. Hi there. We'll call her Jane. Hi there, Jane. Not her real name, of course. As discussed during our meeting yesterday, I checked with the insurance company and learned that we transferred X number of dollars into your plan on this day. Although we have no record of the relinquishing institution. I can't even say it without laughing. We have no record. I'm going to repeat it. We have no record of the relinquishing institution. This almost certainly would have been the transfer in from your plan at her place of business. How can an advisor not have a record of the relinquishing institution? I can't do a transfer of money without sending transfer documents to the relinquishing institution. And then what happens to those? But what do? He lost them. He threw them away. He burned them. I don't understand what's going on here. It just blows my mind. Carrying on, when you terminated employment in this year, all the funds were transferred out of the plan. We have no – here, get this. Another line following – we have no record of who the receiving institution was. on another file here, same person, another chunk of money from a different plan, we have no record of who the receiving institution was. Man, I'd be sued so fast. I just don't understand how some of these guys operate. And it is a guy. I'm not generalizing. I know who it is because his email signature is at the bottom of the note. And he goes, I'm just reading the email here. I searched the activity reports for the time you were at that employer. There were no transfers in the program, as is witnessed by the fact the account balance is only such and such. There's something else I wanted to share here. To be candid, get this. To be candid, having known you for 13 years now and been your advisor for most of that time, blah, blah, blah. So this, it's not like the guy just showed up on the scene and is trying to, you know, put pieces together. I've been that guy before where somebody says, I don't know what's going on with my finances. I need your help. Help me organize it. Help me understand it. You know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. So, but I'm new, you know, give me some time and I'll figure it out for you. I promise you, I'll figure it out. This guy's been our advisor for 13 years and he doesn't know who the relinquishing institution was, who the receiving institution was. And these are group plans that we're talking about. And the craziest part, I'm just going to skip to the bottom, I guess, right here. The signature. Oh, I didn't copy the signature, but I remember he calls himself, his title is group specialist, group advisor specialist, group specialist advisor, something like that. Not going to name the financial institution that he works at. It's not one that I'm a big fan of. Well, I'm not a big fan of anything on the banking side. I think that probably comes as no surprise. But to call yourself a group specialist and not be able to answer these questions, wow. So I replied. I said, hey, I don't know what to tell you because I haven't seen any of the paperwork. I said, send me what you've got. I'll be happy to look through it and to answer her question about helping her close the gaps. Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I like doing that. I get enjoyment out of doing this work. I'd be more than happy to help her solve this puzzle. And that's what we're going to do. Okay, we have to go to our last break. Time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Okay, let's head down to Kensington Market, 190 Baldwin, the home of Tom Mahalik and the iconic Tom's Place. Hello, Mr. Tom. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing very well, Ted. Thank you very much for asking me. I would like the listeners to know there was a time when people were looking for tops, sport jackets, and shirts, and sweaters. But now they have to go back to work. You know what that means? That means that they're also looking for trousers, suits, and the wedding season is just starting.
Yep.
And nobody, and I mean nobody, nobody has the selection of tuxedos as Tom's Place. And so many different price points. Not only we have the finest tuxedos, we have the best groomsman suit. And we don't have to order it. It's right in the store. We have tens of thousands of suits and hundreds of tuxedos to choose from. Mm-hmm. You're looking for trousers. You're looking for fabulous suits to go back to work at prices that we can all afford. Come to see Papa. Come to see Tommy Mihalik, the Papa and the Doctor of Suits.
You got that right. I recommend it highly. 190 Baldwin in the heart of Kensington Market. Have a good day, Tom.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back for the final segment of this week's episode of avoidprobate.ca. It's what it is on the internet. And also you can contact Jason toll-free, 1-844-667-7628. And inviting you, by the way, to join us next week for the first day of spring 2022.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be wearing my shorts.
No matter what the temperature is.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to the tanning salon between now and then? So that
I wouldn't go to tanning salons. I don't trust them. A,
you don't trust
and,
them?
And B, I'd find that to be extremely claustrophobic.
Oh, interesting. I've never been, so I don't know.
No.
I've never been. When I want to get a suntan, I just go to Costa Rica. It's a long way to go, but it's worth it's worth the travel day. Okay, thank you, listeners, for joining us again this Sunday. Hopefully, you'll join us again next Sunday, and hopefully you're becoming a regular listener if you're not one already. Ted, don't forget to open up an umbrella indoors today, okay?
I'll do my best.
It is, you got to...
I mean, you, instead of doing that, that's a little over the top for me. I think what I might do is just open up one of those little cocktail umbrellas.
Okay, I like it. Does that count?
Yeah. Pour myself a Mai Tai and open up one of those little wooden umbrellas.
Well, I'll meet you somewhere maybe later this afternoon, and we'll open up a few cocktail umbrellas together.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Well, got to say thank you. Thank you to the listeners again for being here today. Thank you to Kelly, our awesome producer, and welcome back from your vacation, Kelly. We're glad you had a good time and you returned safe and sound. And thank you to Ted Walshin for his decades of radio excellence. And we'll do it again next week on the first day of spring.
Have a good week.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.